Hi guys, Julian here. Welcome to the weekly guitar meeting at Zikos Guitars. I hope you had a good week and you are ready to listen to the new guitars that I'm going to showcase you. And I would love to start with this guitar. I have played a few tones on this guitar and I love that straight away. It's made by Stephen Hill, who is a very well-known guitar luthier who is building his guitars in Granada. He is building also double top guitars, but also the traditional Granada style guitars. And this guitar is a traditional one. It's brand new. I mean, it's in a new condition, but this guitar is from 2023. And this is the Premio Andre Segovia model, a very special model with a cedar top and stunning Cerakote back and sides. This guitar has the number 282. I think it's a very well resonating guitar, because while I'm talking, the guitar is making already noises. Or maybe the guitar says, let's play a few tones on me and don't talk too much. Let's do it. The sound of this guitar is absolutely high quality. You have the sustain, so it means you have the singing tone, what you need in a guitar. You have a very fast response. I had the feeling that it's a double top or lattice braced guitar in terms of response and fast attack. But in terms of the tone color, it's in fact Granada style. Beautiful bright tone, but at the same time very pleasing to the ears. It's not thin. I think my arrangements sound so good on this guitar, because a very tricky part of this arrangement is when I'm playing the chords here. Because some guitars cannot handle the intensity when I'm playing a barre chord in this high position. But in this case, the guitar is resonating so well. So good. By the way, if you want to have this arrangement of mine, you can find the link in the video description. It's a joyful guitar to play. Can I say it? Joyful, enjoyable guitar to play. It's made for highly professional concert classical guitarists. You can hear and feel it straight away that the idea of Stephen Hill was to build a guitar that can perform on the stage. Let's play one last piece on it. Basses are amazing on this guitar. Okay, one last piece. So it was a Stephen Hill guitar from 2023, the Premio Andrezegovia model. Let me know your thoughts about the sound of this guitar and let's move to the next one. And the next guitar is made by the Italian guitar luthier Donatella Salvato. Her guitars have a character in the sound, a specific character, and I love that. I remember the last guitar that I tried made by Donatella was the Roma Expo guitar model, the limited edition, and I love that guitar. It had a spruce top, I think. And this guitar is brand new from 2025, and it's a Gran Concerto model. It's her own model, but it's a homage to Daniel Friedrich. So I guess that there are some elements of a Daniel Friedrich guitar in this instrument. And this guitar comes with a cedar top and very beautiful Indian rosewood back and sides with some decorative elements on the back of the guitar. It still gets better. This guitar has a 64 centimeter scale, what I personally love. And I found out that also many classical guitarists like that 64 centimeter scale. But let's see how this guitar sounds. I will play more on it. So the feeling that I get when I'm playing this guitar is a very airy sound and refreshing feeling. It's like I'm sitting on the beach. It's sunny with a little wind. And this is that imagination what I have in my head when I'm playing this Donatella Salvato guitar. I think it has a very good tone separation. Every interval is very noticeable, but it has at the same time a very round and warm tone. Round and dark, because warm is a word that can be misunderstood. It's like, for many people, warm can sound something else than for another guitarist. But if I say dark, it means the tone is not too bright. The higher frequencies are much lower, much less, and the lower frequencies are more present. I find also the sound very elastic. You have the possibility to create different colors. Even if you don't move your fingers that much. Congrats to Donatella Salvato again for this beautiful instrument, brand new, the Grand Concerto model by Donatella, a homage to Daniel Friedrich. And let's move to the next one. So we stay in Italy and make a trip to Bologna, where Angelo Vailati is based and is building his guitars. And this guitar, made by Angelo Vailati, is, as usual, very beautiful. And I guess that it's going to sound also, as usual, very beautiful. It's a traditionally built guitar with a very high-quality spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. The guitar has number 251. And let's go straight away into the sound. I could just play the whole day just simple chords on this guitar and be satisfied, because The tone is so beautiful. I always say that the guitars made by Angelo Vailati has a very unique character, and they sound bright, but not too bright. They are covered with a touch of smoothness, but the main idea of his guitars is, I think, to have a very good tone separation and a very well breathing sound. And that's always the case, and the quality of the tone is amazing, because you have also a very well balanced and even sound. And the basses are... Tones are very clear, as I was saying it in the very early weekly guitar meetings. Every tone has its own highway, but let's play my arrangement on it and let's see how it sounds on the Angelo Vailati guitar. Beautiful. It's just beautiful. I don't know how to explain it in another way. And maybe you can help me to describe the sound. So it was the Angelo Vailati from 2025, brand new, beautiful guitar. Let's move to the next instrument. And this guitar is going to be a very interesting guitar for people who like vintage guitars, like guitars from 100 years ago. And this guitar is actually from 1921. And it's going to sound also very traditional and vintage. It reminds me a little bit of Domingo Esteso and Santos Hernandez guitars in terms of sound. And this guitar is made by the Spanish guitar luthier Enrique Sanfelio. And he was building his guitars in the 19th century in Valencia. And this guitar has had, of course, already some little restorations on it. It gives me really the vibes of that vintage guitar. But we also have to speak about the sound. It comes with a spruce top and Brazilian rosewood back and sides. Especially the sides look so nice. Beautiful wood. I would say, let's play a few tones on it. Thank you. special. Actually, it doesn't sound that much bright. It's a more bassy sounding guitar. Or let's say it in this way, the basses sound very bassy, but the trebles sound very trebly. I mean, very bright and great tone separation, but the basses are really deep and very low. And it's the first time that I'm playing a guitar made by Enrique, not Iglesias, not Garcia, not Luis Enrique, the football coach from PSG, Enrique Sanfilippo. I'm sorry. It's the first time that I'm playing a guitar made by Enrique Sanfilippo. So I guess that there are not so many guitars in the market made by this guitar luthier. It's actually very rare. And again, I have learned something new, as I'm doing every week at Zika's. And yeah, I'm glad that I'm able to play this kind of guitars. This is, by the way, my arrangement of the Persian piece Sultana Galpa. If you are interested in the scores, you can find the link in the video description. What makes me also surprised is how comfortable this guitar is. Because usually when I'm playing a guitar from 1921, like this guitar, I struggle a bit to play clean on those guitars. But in this case, it's so comfortable. Lovely guitar. I'm very curious about your opinion about the sound of this Enrique Sanfilippo guitar. I'm surprised because I didn't know what to expect, and I'm very impressed by this guitar. And let's move to the last guitar of this week. And the last guitar of this week is made by a very important German guitar luthier, Richard Jakob Weisgerber. But before I continue to talk about the specs of this guitar, I want to mention that the neck of this guitar is made by Martin Jakob Weisgerber, who was the son of Richard Jakob Weisgerber. So it's a collaboration between the father and the son. Very special. And this guitar comes with a spruce top and maple back and sides. And as usual, I mean, every guitar by Richard Jakob Weisgerber looks to me like a very unique instrument. The instruments have different look, and this guitar is also looking different from all the other guitars made by Richard Jakob Weisgerber. And we have, as usual, some decorative elements on this guitar, such as the headstock, which is engraved very beautifully. And also the join of the headstock to the guitar neck is very special. Well, let's see how this guitar sounds. I don't talk, I just play. But I have to talk, because listen to the difference of the tones when I move my fingers just a little bit. It's like two instruments. Wow. And for me personally, this guitar sounds a bit more clear and bright in comparison to the other Richard Jakob Weisgerber guitars, because they sound for me, most of them, very dark and very round. And this guitar sounds a bit more bright. Might be also because of the maple back and sides and the cedar, the spruce top. Also, this guitar is very comfortable to play. As I have already said before, when the guitars are older, I personally struggle sometimes to play clean on those guitars. And that's also why we also pay attention to the comfort of the guitars that we are having at Zikas. And let's play the last piece on this guitar, and then we finish the weekly guitar meeting. Thank you. So it was the last guitar of this week's weekly guitar meeting made by Richard Jakob Weisgerber from 1954. And I'm very curious, which guitar did you like the most and why? Please don't forget to leave a like on the video and subscribe to our channel if you didn't do that already. Have a nice weekend and see you next week.